أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم؟ تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن، ذلك الفوز العظيم. وأخرى تحبونها، نصر من الله وفتح قريب، وبشر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. At the beginning of the surah, we discussed one narration from the Sahabi of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Sahaba had inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the most beloved action in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can try to acquire within ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the opening verses of the surah, and he says together with that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also revealed the current verses, that if you want to know which is the best deed, the best action in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who have brought iman, O believers, hal adullukum ala tijaratin, should I guide you to a tijara, to a trade, tunjikum min adabin alim, that will emancipate you, that will save you, free you from the painful punishment. Do you really want to know about this great trade, that man in this dunya is regarded as successful when he has accumulated wealth in this world, when he has a thriving business, a growing business, and the bigger the business, the more important that person becomes in his society and his community. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word tijara, because it is in most cases the natural inclination of man to carry out trade in different forms, whether it is in the form of one's profession, in the form of the exchange of goods, etc. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word trade for the akhirat also, because that is how we would understand, and that is how we would realize and know that there is a profit, that there is a benefit at the end of the day. So Allah Rabbul Izzat says that this trade will then free you, it will save you, emancipate you from the great pain of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Number one is tu'minuna billah, you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rasulihi, and believe in his rasul Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, increasing the quality of your iman in Allah and having full faith and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing that whatever our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought is true. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and that you strive and you fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, with your wealth. Allah has given you that wealth, utilize that wealth and go out and fight in the path of Allah. Wa anfusikum, and yourselves, that Allah has given you this body, and utilize it, the resources that Allah has given you within that body, every one of those resources, utilize it and strive in the path of Allah. Dhalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun, and that is better for you if you would know, if you would have knowledge, if you would understand that this life comes to an end at a point in time, and we have to acquire for the hereafter, we have to work for the hereafter, we have to trade for the hereafter. So here is the very basic trade of whatever we have insofar as our wealth is concerned, our bodies and our personal resources are concerned. Trade that all in for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward you. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins, that whatever your sins had been, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive you. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And Allah will cause you to enter, Allah will admit you into gardens under which rivers flow. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً. And not only would you be in these gardens, but Allah will grant you the pleasant abode and the pleasant homes of Jannat. It is not that you will just roam around in the gardens and sleep under the trees, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give you these palatial homes, spacious homes that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has prepared. Fi Jannati Adn, in the gardens that will be forever and ever, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prepared. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. In this world, you have different criterias with regards to success, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that is the great success. That is the success which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when man has acquired the success of the hereafter. Success is this, that after which there is no need to be successful anymore. In this world, we may be successful with a business venture. A child may be successful in a particular grade in his school or in his university or college. But then again, we have to go back to the next year. Then again, we have to go back to another business venture because we need to trade. And that is not the real success. The success is when a person enters Jannah, and after he has entered Jannah, now there is absolutely no need for any more success. There is no more imtihan. There is no more test from Allah. It is only the rada. It is only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasure and pleasure and happiness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon an individual. Wa ukhra tuhibbunaha. This was as far as the akhirat is concerned. But Allah bari ta'ala says that there is also another form of relief and another form of recompense from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ukhra, and another, tuhibbunaha, which you would love also, and that is the reward of this world. And what is the reward of this world? Nasrum min Allah, nusrat, help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa fathun qareeb, and victory that is close. The nusrat and the help of Allah, that is very, very close. Some sahaba used to say that here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed his ayat, and gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the glad tidings, that very soon, after all the difficulties, after Badr, obviously there was victory, and then there was Uhud, difficult situations, there was Khandaq, the trench, very difficult conditions upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the victory. And some say here specifically it is the victory of Khaybar that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had promised Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter the victory of Makkah Mukarrama, the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama. However, if you look at the ayah according to some ulama, they say, ya qareeb, qareeb means, and it is compared to the hereafter, that in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant victory, and whatever victories the ummah thereafter gained, all of it is included in this ayah, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and give the glad tidings to the believers, that these are the ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has stored for those who have this quality of iman billah, and striving and fighting in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.